Ensuite, vous parlez à votre ami. Ici Washington, la voix de l'Amérique, vous venez d'entendre la première partie de la 54e leçon de English USA. You've just heard the first part of lesson number 54 of English USA. Au cours de la leçon suivante, la seconde partie, vous allez apprendre davantage de formules de politesse et de vous présenter. Dans quelques instants, nous nous retrouverons pour la deuxième partie, donc restez à l'écoute. We'll be back in a few moments for part two, so stay with us. J'espère que cette révision vous a bien servi, même pour ceux qui sont un peu plus en avance. Et maintenant, nous continuerons à progresser dans notre apprentissage de vocabulaire, d'expression et de compréhension. Bon courage! English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Attention, English USA est de retour avec cette 54e leçon. Fini les révisions et prêtez l'oreille. Au cours de la prochaine leçon, vous allez entendre Martin Lerner qui bavarde avec des gens dans un restaurant ou dans un bar. Vous apprendrez des formules de politesse, la façon de parler de petites choses de la vie courante et la façon de dire au revoir avant de vous esquiver. Par exemple, Hello, I'm Michelle. How are you feeling? Comment ça va? How are you feeling? Not bad. Pas mal. Are you working? Vous travaillez? Et si vous êtes en train de partir? Excuse me, I must go home. Pardon, il faut que je rentre chez moi. Non, pas vous. You don't go home. Stay with us. Restez avec nous et écoutez bien.
Jackson, how are you feeling?
Not bad. My arm still hurts, but I can use it. See?
Are you working?
Yes, I went back this week.
What happened to your arm?
I fell on it while I was playing softball.
Can you still play?
Yes, it's not the arm I throw with.
It hurts when you bat, doesn't it?
Yes, a little.
Hi, everybody.
Sally, sit over here beside Martin.
Thanks. I'm Sally Moulton.
I'm Martin Lerner.
How are you doing?
Okay. I love this warm weather.
It's better than last week.
I'm not happy when it rains so much.
I don't like it when it rains either.
It's not good for business, is it?
Not for my business.
How is business?
It's been slow this summer. We've had too much rain and cold weather. People don't go to the lake in such weather. How's your business?
Not very good.
What do you do?
I'm a roofing contractor.
What does that mean?
I put roofs on new buildings, or I put new roofs on old buildings.
What kind of weather do you like for your work?
Hot. Hot and dry weather is best for me.
What do you do, Martin?
I'm a reporter.
What kind of weather is best for a reporter?
Good weather is best for traveling. I travel a lot.
But bad weather is on the news all the time.
I don't report on the weather.
What do you report on?
I write stories about people. I write about their work. I write about their free time.
You mean sports and things like that?
Sports, music, traveling, theater. That's why I'm here. I'm going to write a story about the summer theater at Long Lake.
Excuse me, I must go home.
How is your dad, Sally?
Not very well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too. Tell him we said hello.
Thanks. See you soon. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye.
Good night.
See you soon, Sally.
Quand on s'en va, il y a différentes façons de dire au revoir. La plus courante, c'est bien sûr « goodbye », au revoir. Le soir, on dit souvent « good night », bonsoir, ou bien « see you », à bientôt. Écoutez bien.
Good night.
Goodbye.
See you.
What are you doing on the weekend, Jackson?
I'm going to work on Saturday. I'm going to play a little softball on Sunday. What are you going to do?
Bill and I are going to go fishing.
Where do you go fishing?
Sometimes we go to the lake.
It's crowded on the weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it is. On the weekend, we go to the Blue River. What are you going to do, Tony?
Work, of course. I'm busy on the weekend.
If the weather is good.
Right.
Where will you be on the weekend, Martin?
At home. I'll be at the theater tomorrow. Then I'll drive to the airport tomorrow night. Then I'll fly home. Now I must go to bed. It was nice to talk with you.
Bye.
See you.
Goodbye. Thanks for the drink.
Vous faites un peu de conversation? How is the family? Comment va la famille? How is the family? Ensuite, vous tournez vers un de vos amis. Have you met Mustapha? Avez-vous fait la connaissance de Mustapha? Ou connais-tu Mustapha? Have you met Mustapha? I don't think so. Je ne crois pas. I don't think so. Je ne crois pas. À ce moment-là, Mustapha, la personne à qui elle vient d'être présentée, lui demande « What was your name again? » Comment vous appelez encore une fois? What was your name again? Reprenons ce petit dialogue. How is the family? Comment va la famille? How is the family? Have you met Mustapha? I don't think so. What was your name again? En groupe, comment on meuble la conversation? Par exemple, how are you feeling? Si quelqu'un, par exemple, avait été malade auparavant, how are you feeling? Not bad. Réponse possible, not bad. Better. Ça va mieux. How are you feeling? Not bad. Better. Pour quelqu'un qui était malade, ou bien, juste très sympathiquement, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Comment allez-vous? Autre expression possible, what's happening? What's happening? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Hey, how are you? How are you feeling? How are you doing? What's happening? Ou bien, si vous dites bonjour à votre groupe, hi everybody. Salut tout le monde. Hi everybody. How's work? Comment va le boulot? How is work? How is business? Comment vont les affaires? How is business? Réponse possible, slow. Ça va lentement. Not very good. Pas très bien. Ou bien, great. Pas mal.